Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer gut, immer günstig, immer vielfältig. Kurz gesagt, Frische für alle. Zum Aldi-Preis. Diese Woche Zitronen. 750 Gramm für nur 1,49 Euro. Oder helle kernlose Tafeltrauben. 500 Gramm auch für nur 1,49 Euro. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Let's run this shit, man.
Oh.
Yeah, let's run this shit, man.
This guy gets here later than everyone and then says, let's run this shit.
Mark said he's going to be here at 10:07.
And
so I got here at 10:07.
No, he was here at 10:03. He said 10:03.
You got here at 10:09.
And you said 10:03, right?
Oh, so now we're minute watching?
Yeah, we're minute watching.
That's fucked up, bro.
Every minute counts.
We're minute watching? You said 10:07. Yeah. I literally was like, I'm going to show up fashionably late. I showed up 10:09. Okay, whatever, but...
In high school, I used to be fashionably absent.
Yeah, I was always on time.
Yeah, except for this? For the
actually,
fun
no,
stuff?
High school I wasn't. I was...
Partying, hungover all the time?
No. I was actually pretty
strong
buttoned
hands?
Up.
Were you?
Yeah.
You like
straight A's.
You used to do your homework?
Yeah. Well,
so you never do your homework, right?
Fuck no, never.
Bo, so you never do your homework?
Nah, what I would do, I would...
In the morning, I tried.
I'd go home, take a nap for like an hour, wake up, scrim, play till like 2 a.m., not do shit, do my homework like the next morning, sleep in study halls. I was on like a crazy schedule in high school.
Yo,
I'd sleep through my study halls.
Yeah.
And were you one of those dudes that kept his gaming life a secret, or did you tell it?
No, everybody knew. I'd show up to like parties and shit. That's they'd be hilarious. Like, "Oh, you're a gamer." I'm like, "Yup."
I kept mine a secret.
They're like, "I'd smoke you." I'm like, "Yeah, right."
Little did they know.
I'm showing
I
up
kept
in pajamas.
My shit a secret.
What about you? Did people knew you that you gamed in high school?
Yeah, no, they actually didn't. Because one of my teachers pulled out like some newspaper. I was in like my city or whatever, and then everyone knew from there.
Okay.
Yeah. And Fortnite was popping at the time, so they're asking like if I know about Fortnite and shit. But
what did you say to that?
I said I play Halo, bro. I play the real man's game.
Dang, Halo. Well, so you used to hide it from your people?
Hell yeah.
Why? You thought that you were gonna lose street cred?
It was just like I don't know. It was probably some just nerd weird shit. Like I didn't want to get made fun of or something.
Nerd
like
people made fun of it.
In reality, it was probably cool. But
yeah.
I probably overthought it.
You
but
did.
Yeah, I just kept it a secret. Like, my boys knew, but, like, random people at school, hell no.
The girls didn't know?
No.
Dude, I played, the first video game that I played back then in high school was Zelda, The Ocarina of Time. And, you know, obviously fucking 007 and all that, but gaming was always cool. Like, in that era, it was like, it was so intertwined with hip-hop, they would even call gaming the fifth element of hip-hop.
Yeah.
Back in the
For
day.
Real?
Yeah, breaking... Graffiti, DJ, emceeing.
Well, what was breaking? Breakdancing?
Breakdancing, yeah.
You breakdance?
That's actually pretty cool.
A little bit.
Yeah, we got to see that. You still got the skills?
No. Again, a little bit. I figured out that I had two left feet plus motion sickness.
Oh,
damn.
Bad combo
used to
for
breakdance?
Yeah.
You look like that girl
at the Olympics. Yep. Yeah. Nah, I tried it, but it was not my thing.
Yo, did anyone see the Pistons and the
the fight?
What you call it, fight? Yeah.
What
no.
happened?
That shit was so good.
What happened?
The Wolves? Yeah, that shit was great.
They were brawling?
Yeah, you know, like normal NBA shit, they have a little shove before the shit actually happens. So, like, they had a little shoving match or argument, and then the play went on. Someone went to the floor, and then, you know who Isaiah, what's his name? Isaiah Thomas, I think his name
is. Yeah.
Bro, this guy's always trying to fight people.
Yeah,
he
treats the NBA. No, it's not Isaiah. Is it what's his name?
Maxwell?
Isaiah Thomas is fighting.
Maxwell.
Or, what's the big dude's name? Isaiah.
Wait, hold up. Is it on the Timberwolves?
What's his name?
Maxwell.
Nas Reed?
Nah, him right here. Isaiah, what's his name? The dude walking away with the bandana.
I have no idea.
I forgot his name.
I don't know why Maxwell's ringing a bell. Probably not Maxwell.
Isaah Simmons? Or what's his name? Isaiah Stewart. That's his name.
I don't know, ball. What am I?
But. Yeah, you'll see it. This shit is hilarious.
What the fuck?
Yo, DiVincenzo reminds me
DiVincenzo.
Of
Nia.
Yo, Stewart's hilarious. He's always trying to fight somebody. He treats his shit like the UFC.
What's his name? Dante DiVincenzo?
I'm not trolling. Like, He treats his shit like the UFC.
Deadass.
Who does?
Why? Stewart, he can't wait. Like,
yeah,
he cannot
he's looking
wait.
For it. He's looking for it.
Watch. He'll just come out the blue.
Where is he? Right there. Right
there. Oh, he can't wait.
Dang.
Look at him.
Dude, I swear to, I'm telling you right now, and I'm calling it.
Oh. Yo, Niak's getting jumped.
He couldn't wait to get in that shit, bro.
They said it was building for the last 10 possessions.
What even happened that created that?
What?
What caused all that?
Just fucking shoving,
yeah,
pushing,
just
fouling.
Probably talking shit and all that.
Because that last play that just happened that caused it doesn't even look
exactly
like crazy.
See, in this day and age, in this day and age, everyone's soft. You know what I'm saying? You get a brawl start. Back day, dude, back in my day in the 90s, bro, fouls were part of the game. No blood, no foul.
Man, we're done.
No matter
the 90s,
what, though,
man.
they know to never really throw a punch, though.
Why?
Bro, what?
Suspension,
hell yeah.
Dude, Malice at the Palace,
suspension,
you remember that
no
shit?
Pay?
Yeah, I was actually just watching that not too long ago.
I'll tell you what I was going to say is that in the future,
and
somebody
God.
Is going to clip this part in the future, if any of my players ever get into a fight, I'm gonna be out there holding on to one of their legs like, what's his name? Yo Tarva in Malice at the Palace?
Who was it?
What the hell was that coach's name?
Wait, that guy's on the Pistons, bro? Are we serious?
What guy?
What's that guy's name, bro?
That's Timberwolves. This guy?
Go back.
Yeah, he was on the Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's that? Who's his name again?
DiVincenzo.
That guy? No. That guy, number 17.
Oh,
I think that guy was on the Lakers.
Rondo.
Nah, that's, no, it's not Rondo. That's fucking, what's his name? He finds a team every year. Like, every year he's moving around teams. I forgot
his
name.
He's bouncing around?
That's not Rondo?
Nah, that's, go to the comments real quick, Matt. It'll say it.
It'll say what?
Scroll down.
Go through all 13,000 comments.
No,
how about you press?
Dennis Schroeder. That's his name.
Oh, Schroeder. Yeah, Schroeder.
Yeah. Bro, I watched this already.
Yeah,
I know
the
comments,
man.
I got memory.
Wait, that shit got 4 million views?
Damn. Yeah, dude.
Yo, this is my favorite NBA channel.
Seven ejected?
Oh, yeah.
The whole game was different at that point. They're bringing in the bench players, everybody.
It's the second.
Second?
Second quarter.
Yeah, that game got a lot.
Yeah,
They got it in early.
Damn, right. Play.
They got it in early.
They said
early.
They wanted a day off. They ain't playing today. They're going to
Yo, they leaked like audio,
quick.
And they were talking like right here. They're like, we meet them after the game.
Such
it's hilarious.
They didn't meet them. They went to a nice-ass steakhouse and fucking ate.
Fucking
they saw
50 security
like,
guards
like when
out
we
there.
Ran into FaZe at Haywire and shit.
Oh, yeah. That was their shit.
I was about to start a food fight against those No, I'm kidding. Bose, did you ever wear 95s?
Yeah.
Were they tight on
uncle,
you?
My uncle used to wear them. That was his favorite shoe. Back in the day.
Is that 95?
I used to want to be like
95.
Him, so I copied them.
Those are 95s?
Did you ever try them on?
Yeah,
of course. Tried them on back in the day, and I never bought them because they're too tight. And as I'm wearing them here, close to 20 years after not ever wearing them, they are so tight.
Wait, is that in the top? You think those are in the top 10 shoes of all time?
These?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not for me, but like unanimously, yeah. Yeah. Well, I bought these because the Neon 95s are coming out. I think later this month,
I'm
and I didn't.
Sure I had those.
I want to wear them before I buy the team, because look at them. Hit the 95, the neons right there, Matt. Matt, that chair is so fucking squeaky. You heard that shit?
Yeah, we're
that WD-40.
You know, so, Matt Craig's working.
I wanted to get these for the team, but I don't know. Might be too tight.
No, those would be fire with the jerseys. Oh,
yeah.
Like the colorway, those would look fire with the jerseys.
Yeah. So I gotta. Was
do
that
you
even
have to lace them or what is it?
Yeah, these are the Stash 95s. Stash is
those have laces?
The old school graffiti writer. But look, what I like about these is that look, Bose.
A zipper?
Ooh.
What? What are you putting there?
Which, you know you put in there, man.
That's hard.
A little dime bag.
Put your cart in there?
Uh-huh.
That's hard.
What?
Put your cart in there?
Nah, you
little
put
Penske?
You put your Apple AirTag so that you don't get lost.
Oh,
is that an actual like thing?
What?
You put your Apple AirTag?
No.
Oh.
We AirTag our dogs.
Fire. Yeah.
Same. We do too.
Yeah.
We don't AirTag ours. Ours are well educated.
Just in case Buzz ever Gets out, goes to the neighbor's flower bed again. Crazy motherfucker.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 219 of the Optic Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Hims, BetterHelp, and Shopify. Kook, back on Optic Texas.
Welcome back, Kyler.
Kyler, I need you to know. I need you to know that the second that nothing new with me. I didn't want you to go nowhere, kid. You know what I'm saying? But we had to give the championship team a go. And we're past that. I said goodbye to my man Pred. We'll always obviously have his legacy cemented here at Optic. We'll always have a home here at Optic post his deal. And of course Kenny, man, Kenny and I, kindred spirits, man, fashionistas, both of us.
Yeah, he was coming in. He was the only one rivaling your drip.
Exceeding it.
Now you're undefeated again.
Exceeding my drip for sure. No, that guy.
No, he left. Now you look like a dad, bro. What happened?
I look like a dad? Why? What do you mean?
He stopped trying to impress. He didn't have any. He has no comp anymore.
Are
he don't
you kidding
try.
Me? What? What you know about these 2020? Two Supreme. Jeans from Amelion Door. Ooh. What you mean? What you know about this RNL Hex collab?
Yo, the shit was comedy. the other night, I raided Kyler after scrims and shit. Or maybe not after scrims. I can't remember. But I didn't know. He doesn't read his chat at all. So I'm like, yo, who should I host? And they're like, Kyler. I'm like, I'll throw a host to my boy Kyler. Literally, I go into his chat. The first thing I read is, I don't read my chat. If you want to watch me play...
Welcome.
If you want to watch me play, I'm thankful or something like that.
Yeah, it's great though.
And he did. I don't even think. But he texted me after. He was like, "Thanks for the raid, bro." And I was just crying because everyone was like, "He really doesn't read yet. He just sits there locked in, no webcam."
I dropped some gift to the I don't know, a while back, a month and a half ago when he was on the team, and I waited. And I'm like, I'm out of here, man. Then I got a text the following morning, or when I woke up, I had the text and I said, thank you.
Yo, Kyler's been tucking, though.
Yeah, bro. Kyler's him, bro.
Kyler against, like, FaZe, Thieves, like, all, like, the top talent teams. Kyler's always, like, is he going dumb hard in those?
Bro, he's always going hard. I don't think I've ever caught him, like, lacking.
He's never lacking?
Like, he's never lacking.
That's I love that in a teammate. Like,
oh, 100%. No,
you know what I'm saying? He's always going hard no matter what you do.
Yeah, it feeds off everyone. Because, like, as soon as, like, one guy starts slacking, then it, like, spreads into everyone.
Yeah.
But, like, Kyler, he just brings, like, that fucking... He just goes hard every day, and it just spreads to us, I swear.
Yeah, Kyler's the man. It's good to have him back, man. It's good to have him back. They've been frying to you guys 7-1 FaZe yesterday.
Yeah, that was actually the first time we were...
That had to have felt good.
Nah, yeah. We lost first snap and literally won every other.
Yeah, you guys were tucking.
How does it feel out there?
Good. I think we're on the Halo line that scrim or like yesterday. So
I don't know how to explain it to you guys. There's only one line.
No, there's three.
Okay, but they all go into the same node.
Yeah, but
it bottlenecks into the same node.
Now that line in that room had to have been fucked.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's not true. That's not true. We were going into Major One. What were we ranked?
That's a good point.
What were we ranked going into Major One?
We were first seed.
Number one. Same fucking room.
Okay. Nah, I don't know.
It's all in your mind.
Honestly, I think it's just the servers in the game, bro. Because even these guys right here, they ping fucking... They can't even play on Dallas servers.
I was looking at the ping sheet because JP sent me like your scrim sheet, and it shows like all the pings for every team. And I was like, why does LAT ping like 20 to Dallas, or they ping like 20 or some shit, and you guys ping like 2.
It makes no sense. Best server,
they ping 2. It says 2 on
our
the,
best
on the
server
sheet.
That we love playing on is Atlanta. Atlanta feels like fucking land. It's better than the Texas server.
Yeah,
that's why. Like, I don't know. All this internet shit.
What's there? Cox?
Cox?
No, Dark Fiber.
Yeah, Dark Fiber.
Phantom?
No, they have Dark Fiber. You know that shit's good. Dark Fiber.
Whoa.
Dark Fiber sounds like a camo.
Who has that?
Dark Fiber.
Whoa. You said, whoa.
You know, they have like 10K or some crazy shit.
Man. That shit's all server. I don't know. Who gives a fuck, dude, honestly?
And then you got Bell Fiber.
I heard that.
We know the stories about Bell Fiber. Bell Fiber goes hard.
Mm-hmm.
AT&T, obviously.
So yeah, Matt got second again, dude. What's happening?
Dude, what? I didn't want to count it. Like, I saw 18. Was that last week we had the podcast, right? And I'm like, Matt gets 18th for the second for the 18th time in a row. I'm kidding. I don't know. But yeah, dude. I mean, what do you? Okay, first of all, what do you think about that? And I want to talk about your scrims and them being streamed. But what do you think about the winners' final stuff? And again, shout out to Kason for throwing the LAN. Yeah. I don't know why it's not called K-LAN, but whatever.
Huge shouts out Kason. He was getting a lot of flack for the because there was no winners' advantage going into the finals, but like. I get it because it's not like a sanctioned HCS event where they have this whole staff that comes in, takes everything down, puts everything up like an event staff. He like facilitated this whole thing, and he was basically like, if we ran a bracket reset, then those people wouldn't have left until like 3, 4 a.m. because that was at Complexity's offices. So I'm assuming...
I could actually vouch for that because believe it or not, like we went to... Or actually, you guys weren't there, but we all went to dinner afterwards. It was like... Me, Kason, Paco, Paige, Raj, such a random crew.
Yeah, no, he invited me out, but I was like,
oh, really?
Yeah, we went to dinner like the night before, and I was like, bro, I can't do another dinner.
Yeah,
I'm tired for like a week.
Yeah, no, the dinner hit. We went to Mikasuna, but then we went back to it.
I heard that. I was like,
get the burrito. It's fucking insane. That's actually the best burrito.
Is it? What is it?
It's called the Mi Coco burrito or some shit.
Micocina burrito?
You know what I get every time? The poblano sauce tacos. It's like a thick cream sauce with poblano peppers in it.
I think that's what Kason got.
You get ground beef in it instead of the chicken. Oh, man. I heard they were going to Micocina. I was like, fuck. I love those enchiladas.
My Micocina order is always the same. It never deviates and it never goes anywhere. It is a side of grilled serrano peppers or serranos toreados.
Got to.
And then I get the steak al carbon. It's like this. It's like this. Oh man, I just make tacos with that. Shit.
What was that spot you used to go to in
Mesero?
What is it called, Macero?
Macero.
No, the Mocojete in Chicago.
Oh, Mago?
Mago. Yeah.
What, Mocojete?
Mocojete.
You like how I said that shit?
How do you say it,
bro?
How do you say it?
Yo,
Mocojete? Mocojete.
Who speaks more Spanish, you or Cesar?
Oh, Cesar for sure.
Yeah?
Bro, that guy's Mexican, bro, for sure.
Dude,
I'm like fake Mexican. I swear to God.
No, you're just a no sabo kid. You're still Mexican. Some, but you're a no sabo kid.
Nah, I'm like 25%. All right, 50. Wait, yo, what genes do you get more? Your dad or your mom? Or is it the same shit?
I don't know, but don't do a 23andMe or none. They're selling that data. There might be a Hector Jr. out there being molded right now.
Yeah.
They sell
23andMe is essentially the people that you spit into a vial, you send it to them, they get your DNA, they track all your data, and they connect you to people. Like, I have a Filipino relative that nobody would have known because I just have lineage though? Connected to it.
You got their info though? Like it gives you their
info?
No,
you could reach out if you wanted to.
Like Gaylord Fockery founds out he has a son?
Yes.
You remember that shit?
No, that's I don't. Scary. I don't remember
you
that.
You remember
one.
He gives him the truth serum and he goes on stage at the wedding and he's like, that's my son?
Oh.
You don't remember that shit?
Yes, I do now. Yeah.
That'd be crazy. Imagine she had like a fucking... I don't know, like a brother, or uncle, or some crazy shit.
I mean, they're something to me. They're like long distance cousins, long whatever.
That's
anyway,
dope though.
That company's going bankrupt, so somebody's gonna buy all of that out. So somebody's gonna own all of your DNA, gonna own all of my DNA. You guys haven't done it. I don't care though.
What can they do with it? They can
clone you.
They could clone me. No, they can't.
Yeah, they can.
They could clone.
You did it.
Like a twin.
No, like
they've been cloning sheep and shit.
Yeah, they could put you
like an exact you. Like if you guys got together in the same room, and you knew everything that you knew, how would you know who's who?
They put your head on a sheep.
You see dark matter?
Like you, the sheep would be you, but your head would be the sheep.
What? That's the thing, actually.
It's like, possible.
Dead ass.
It's definitely possible.
No, dead ass. Obviously, he'd have to grow up, so he'll never catch up.
Oh,
so you'd
we're
be the
good,
same as you.
Bro. Well, I'll be fucking dead.
You'll be retired.
Yo, if you
don't worry about shots,
but listen, what if it's like, hey, we got to notify everybody that has DNA here that we clone them. So do you want a son?
I'd be like, fuck no.
You wouldn't take know. You?
Hell
you take
no.
a mini you immediately.
Well, yeah, me and Iz are, we're going to start trying to have a kid here soon.
Oh my God, that's
yeah, we've
so
been talking about it for...
You guys have been celibate this entire time?
No. but I can't, I've been saying no more weed at all. I've been like, that's mainly why I've been trying to get in like...
You don't smoke no damn weed.
Dude, you know
don't
how many people
me.
Have gotten...
No, but yeah, that's why, that's
wait,
like...
Wait, do edibles count?
That's why I've been trying to get in like good shape, because we're going to start trying like next month.
Ooh.
Like trying.
Oh my God, dude. What does that have? Okay, never mind. That's probably two.
I tried once.
Yeah?
Yeah, you didn't miss?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, weed slows down your swimmers, so...
It does?
Yeah, yeah.
You're good.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you smoke a lot, it slows down your swimmers and shit. It's, like, the worst thing for, like, your sperm.
Really?
Not to get, like, anatomical on motherfuckers.
Anatomical.
Right now.
Well, when
but,
my time
yeah,
is near,
no more, no more weed, no more
we
nothing.
We get it. You listen to A$AP Rock, man.
I listen to Action Bronson. That's my dog.
Neck tattoo, Supreme hands couldn't help me.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a while, so. Yeah.
So now
I'm excited.
Dude, I'm excited for you, dude.
Yeah. What do you, actually, you obviously don't mind, but do you prefer, like, a girl or a boy?
I want a boy first.
You want a boy?
Boy first. I want one of each, though, like, for
same.
Sure.
Same.
So you're going to have more than one kid?
Yeah.
She well, you've never talked about your
four.
Kids.
Hey, bro.
I was like, you're tweaking.
Damn.
What about you? How many kids do you want?
Three?
Ew.
I said two.
Nah,
yeah,
only
two.
Because, like,
same.
Growing
two's
up, growing
two,
up with my two other brothers, were like that bond that we had, like, I would want my people or my kids to experience that.
Yeah.
Because growing up, I always wanted, like, well, I do have two sisters, but, like, they
oh,
weren't.
Oh, dude,
they
I swear to God, I thought you were going to say, I do have two kids.
No.
What were you going to say?
But, like, I always wanted a sibling that lived with me.
Yeah.
Like, as a kid, I always used to, like, think about that.
Yeah. Dude, nah, I had
playing
my...
Halo, talking shit. Me and my brother played Madden.
Yeah,
and shit.
See, like
we played
yeah, no,
football. I mean, it was yeah. So.
Yeah, it was probably great.
I have a sister who's like a year younger than me, but like we never did like nothing together. I was always outside. Like we were, if we were out there, like if the whole neighborhood was playing hide and seek, then obviously she'd be involved in shit. But
you were doing hood rat shit.
I was straight up doing hood rat shit.
Yes, sir.
Graffiti.
That's dope.
Nah, man. Graffiti wasn't until like 1993 when I was 13 and already in the United States of America.
But shouts out, big shouts out, Kason, bro, for real. I mean, there hasn't been any Halo stuff. That land was so much fun to watch. It was only the top four teams. That shit was absolute gas.
Yeah,
bro.
Shout out to Kason.
What do you
for
think?
Sure.
You asked me about Formal getting second. What do you think? You're the Halo player.
I just think SR's nuts,
bro. They're looking insane.
I don't even think it's like our team. I just think they're fucking nuts.
No, I think I mean, that's the thing. I don't really watch, but if I had to guess, like, bro, the players that are on our team are fucking insane. Like, they're literally no bullshit. I think they're actually like probably the best players in the game right now. If I had to guess, they probably just like need to sacrifice some things, like so I feel like a legend probably does all the dirty work. If this is me assuming. I don't really know.
Mm.
But I feel like once they like find out each other's play style, then they'll mesh way
once
better.
Once they like finally hit flow and shit?
Yeah. Once they start to realize like, all right, you like playing like this, let me just do, you know what I'm saying?
Their teamwork looked really
like,
good. Like when I was optic? Watching. Yeah, their teamwork looked really good. But then SR, bro, like, dude, Frosty, every time Frosty picked up a sniper, a Royal 2.
It was just GG.
Dude, they just weren't fucking missing. It's like every time Royal 2 got a snipe, he would hit some crazy shit. Frosty was hitting flicks. It looked like he was on
Frosty's,
mouse. We were like, what the fuck
Frosty's
is that?
Frosty's insane, bro.
He would like, you know how hard it is.
He would
like,
just like flick?
Yeah, like he would like be centered and like half flick and just rip someone with a sniper.
Frosty's literally the best.
And we were like,
bullshit.
What the fuck?
He's insane.
Nah, he's really good at flicking.
He's always been that good. Always has been that good. Yeah. One of my favorites that ever played.
Hey, at least it's
order.
Not going to be boring though. Because I thought going into this year, it was literally going to be fucking... Only optic.
It's kind of a two-team league right now, though. Like, it's SR and us.
Yeah.
And
really?
But, yo, talk a little bit about streaming scrims. How's it been? I mean, bro.
Before we move on to that, I want to tell you what legend, because you brought him up, what he said. First, he said, hey, thanks for dinner last night. We went to...
last night?
No, well, this is Friday. Before the tournament, I took him out to catch. They fucking loved it. I mean, we over-ordered.
Naturally.
Yes. And then on Saturday, like at 11:39 p.m., he says, he's like, I'm so fucking sorry, man. Such a disappointment. I feel ashamed. We'll get the next one, hopefully. I don't want to promise not trying to jinx it.
They got nothing to be ashamed of.
And then I said, do not apologize. Once you guys get going, nobody's going to stop you. Y'all got this. No doubt about it.
Yeah, no, they got nothing to be ashamed of. SR is just nuts, bro.
Yeah. Got to give credit where credit's due. Yeah. And
it's going to be
Shopify
fun.
Rebellion. Nah, yeah,
watching those two battle out, like, they're going to be in like pretty much every finals, I feel like. Nah, it's going to be fun to watch them all year long.
Yeah. Huge shout out to Frosty, though, and Royal, obviously. They did their thing.
Yeah. But streaming scrims, how's it been, bro? It has literally, like, reignited the community. Like, I'm not even bullshitting. Yeah. It is like completely 180'd the COD community.
Nah, yeah, I've always wanted to stream scrims. I feel like there's really no downfall. I feel like at first, the CODcaster, like, I was probably being, like, blindsided. But not, like, it probably is better without CODcaster. Because then, obviously, like, the teams can literally see exactly what both teams are doing. But
they can see that anyway. And that's what I always try to tell people. It's like, their coaches are literally sitting there watching minimap. Like,
that is true.
They can just screen cap your minimap. It's like...
Yeah. Both, exactly. Like, both teams have, like, the CODcaster POV. It's just more of, like, I guess other teams, like, going into the VOD. Like, JP's perspective and, like, actually seeing...
Like, being able to sit there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you're not scrimming us, you're not getting the VOD.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, like, that's why I understand when people say that now. Like, at first, I didn't really understand, but, like, now I understand it, so... I mean, I like streaming scrims, to be honest. I don't think there's any downfall. I mean, bro, I wouldn't even mind sharing comms, to be honest, but
yeah,
I want my teammates to be comfortable. That's the only issue. So,
well, the thing with sharing comms, it's like, if you're sharing comms, you don't get to like sit there and say whatever you want, which is like a big thing. I feel like it's a big thing. Like, if you want to talk shit, like, you muzzle yourself a little bit. But I feel like being able to talk shit in scrims is like half the fun. Like, what the fuck is this kid doing?
And then
that gets clipped all over the place. But it would be great content.
It's so much more different now, I swear. Because any little thing you say, like, is so... They like, take it so serious.
Yeah.
Like, if I were to shit talk fucking... Who did we play yesterday? Fucking... Who was our first set? Like, if I were to shit talk... let's just say Ernie. Like, holy fuck, the community would eat it up.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just, like, a normal thing.
Yeah.
But, nah, I like streams. And, obviously, the community seems like they enjoy
it. Are you going to keep doing it?
Yeah.
What if you guys have, like, a bad start to the stage or... Just hypothetically, of course. I don't think you're going to, but...
No, I don't think it'll matter. Because I don't know, at least like, because everyone always keeps comparing our old team to like this team. Because I was saying like,
the reason our team?
No. To the AG and Ken team. The reason I didn't stream, like, this is how it went down. We picked up AG, right? AG was like, all right, let's not stream scrims the first week because obviously like, he wanted to be like unknown how good we were, this and that. And I was like, all right, like, I'm done. And then.
And if he got shit on, it's like, it's his first week back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, so he might get shit on a little bit, but he didn't.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure the scrims went, like, decent that week or whatever. And then, yeah, we lost back-to-back matches. And then I think we lost, like, I think we had shit practice going into our third match. Lost that match. And then it was just, like, such a... At least my perspective on it was, like, yo, I just want to focus on our team and not really give a fuck about streaming scrims, this and that.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, we didn't stream that stage. But into this stage, I mean, my plan is to continue it unless, obviously, something happens, so... Yeah.
I mean,
it is literally like, again, there's only been pretty much for Call of Duty rank play, like, and nobody at this point, like, rank play, I can only play it for a couple hours and it's like,
I can't even play that.
Yeah. I can play it for a couple hours and then I start to be like, I'm playing Hossie for the third time in a row. Yep. Holy shit. And then it starts to like wear off. But no, you guys streaming scrims. I mean, bro, there was like, what, 50,000 total, 60,000 just watching scrims yesterday? Nah, it's like a dope. Fucking
That's
CDL
awesome,
match.
Though. That's so cool.
What is this, Matt?
The thing about it... Yeah, gotcha. Look at that.
Yeah.
But I feel like you guys streaming scrims as well, A, it makes you guys go harder because you don't want to obviously get shit on, like, on stream. And then B, the other team doesn't want to get shit on stream. Yeah, so it like makes everyone go.
No, I swear everyone's actually going fucking hard. And
yeah,
which like, I mean, that should be the normal, but at least whenever we stream, it's definitely, I don't know, people care. Like, that's just the thing about me. Like, I give two fucks, but I know for a fact, like, other people care so much about, like,
players
what people
or the
think.
Community?
The players.
Yeah.
The players. Like, they, bro, they, like, whether they want to say or not and say, like, they care or not, I promise you, they, like, there's so much
they
people
definitely
that,
give a fuck.
That actually, like, care about all that shit. But, like, I mean, that's the reason why I want a treatment. Cause, like, I, bro, even if we go 0-8, like, I don't care about what other people say. At the end of the day, like.
Yeah, you're really good about that, which is something I tip. Like, whenever you guys were going through your rut, you'd still turn on your stream. Even through, like, roster changes, you'd still turn on your stream.
Oh, yeah, that shit. That shit was
you
actually
don't give a fuck. It's tippable.
I love that.
Because it's hard. Like, whenever all that social pressure's on and everybody wants answers, and it's hard to, like, sit there and.
Give them answers.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously you're not going to give them all the answers, but it's hard to, like, sit there. It's like you're at a press conference.
Yeah, just the same question over and over and over and over.
Yeah, it's...
Different ways.
And you're getting roasted.
The hardest question was, like, yo, like, what the fuck's happening? Because I couldn't even... I had no fucking idea. That was a good question. I actually had no... I had no answer to that.
Did you know that we scrapped last week's podcast?
Hey, do you have erectile dysfunction? Well, it's time to figure out how to make it function again. And... One way you can do that is to check out Hims. If ED is getting you down, you need Hims to help your get your confidence back. And other things, you got to get it back up. That doesn't make any sense. If ED is getting you down, you need Hims to get your confidence, along with other things, back up. Hims provides access to treatments that can help you stay hard and last longer, so you can be ready for whenever the mood strikes. For men, dealing with ED can be uncomfortable, which is why Hims provides access to comfortable solutions with an all online process and personalized treatment options. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing you with access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your own couch. The process is 100% online, so there's no need for uncomfortable doctor visits. Just fill out an intake form on their site and medical provider will determine the right treatment option for you. If you are prescribed, your medication ships directly to you for free. With hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, Hims can help you find the ED option that works best for you. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/optic. That's hims.com/optic for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/optic. The featured products include compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality by the FDA. Prescription required. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is back supporting the podcast, and therapy is a great option for everyone. A lot of people think you got to get to rock bottom before you try to seek help, but if you're trying to work through anything in your life and you need help or guidance, or you just need to talk through something and you know, you feel, whether you feel like you're burdening people around you or you don't feel comfortable talking to anyone around you in the first place, therapy is just a great option. Let's also talk about numbers. Traditional in-person therapy can cost anywhere from $100 to $250 per session, which adds up very fast. But with BetterHelp online therapy, you can save on average like 50% a session. Therapy should feel accessible. It should not feel like a luxury. With online therapy, you get quality care at a price that makes sense and can help you with anything from anxiety to everyday stress. Your mental health is worth it, and now it's within reach. I've talked about it many times, but BetterHelp, one of the best parts about BetterHelp is that you can talk with a therapist however is most comfortable for you. If you just like to type to someone and have them type back, like your messaging, that's an option. If you'd like to talk to someone on the phone or through voice, through voice chat, you can do that. Or if you'd like to be face-to-face with somebody, there's like FaceTime options that are available. There are over 30,000 therapists. BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally. It's convenient. You join a session with the click of a button, and it can help you fit therapy into everyday life, no matter how busy you are. And also, you can switch therapists at any time for no additional costs. Your well-being is worth it. Visit BetterHelp.com/Optic to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Optic. It's also time to talk about Shopify. Do you got business that you need to get handled? Or do you run an, what I mean by that is do you own your own business, or are you interested in running a business and selling things, whether online or in person? Well, you need to use Shopify. We use Shopify here at Optic. Rich and Lonely uses it. Better Days Ahead. TST. It is just the best resource if you are trying to get people to put an item in a cart and click checkout. It's just, you got to use Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. It's home of the number one checkout on the planet. Also, there's a not-so-secret called Shop Pay. Shop Pay boosts conversions up to 50%. That means way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales are going through the roof. If you are into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, whether it's on the web, in your store, in their feed, or anywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout that we use here at Optic. Sign up for your $1 per month trial at Shopify.com/Optic. Go to Shopify.com/Optic to upgrade your selling today. That is Shopify.com/Optic.
No. Wait. Was I was on it.
Were you on it? Oh, yeah. You formal?
Wasn't I on it?
Nah. Were you on it?
I was on the podcast.
Man, who was on last week's podcast?
Was that the one with Bound?
Zanny was on it.
Wait, why did we scrap it?
Because of the amount. Because we didn't know. All the stuff that I was saying mid-podcast never ended up being...
Shit was changing so fast.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was...
Damn.
I remember at one point saying, I just got something else. Grab my phone and say, I just got something else. As of right now, we don't know who... And yeah. It was already fucking like...
Our roster?
Yeah. And it was already what, fucking Thursday? Or I'm sorry, Tuesday? Like literally it was so... That had to have been one of the most... not unorganized, because you can't organize something like that because you can't plan for stuff like that. But man, it was tough. It was tough because like every decision that you make is obviously made public. And no matter what decision you make, you have to deal with it for a certain period of time. So I don't know. I'm very hopeful. I like the fact that we're streaming the scrims. Obviously, like Seth said, it reignited the entire community, and everybody's all about it. And you know, new storylines. But you know, there is the some pressure that's going to be added to everyone on top of that, right? Because yeah, we're performing good on scrims, but you know, once we start getting into matches, and then once we start getting to fucking what Fort Lauderdale, where is it?
Boca Raton,
Miami. We're in Fort Lauderdale, but the events is it in Miami?
Actually, I have no idea.
I don't think it's in Miami.
I hope it's in Miami.
I think it's in Boca Raton.
No, Boca Raton is north. Matt, bring
Boca
up the
Raton's ice.
Is yeah, I mean that's where everybody goes to retire, but it's really? way up there though. It's not. It's like I'll put it to you like this. It's Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Boca.
Yeah.
So it takes an hour from Boca to Miami, and it takes 25 from Miami to Fort Lauderdale, and only 25 minutes from, there you go.
So we're in Boca Raton. Where were we at Fort Lauderdale last time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we're literally right in the middle, Seth.
I got to ask, how do you feel like going into this?
Stage?
No, just like this next, bro, there's 8 weeks straight. Like, this is it. This is the final stretch of the year. Starting this weekend, it's 8 weekends straight. It's 3 weekends of quals, and then the major. And then there's no break from major 3. Like, you fly back Monday, there's matches that Friday.
Deadass.
Yeah, there's 8 weekends
straight.
Oh, my
God, that's fucking godlike.
So it's 3 major, and then 3 again major, and then there's like a month off till champs.
A month off?
And then a month off till EWC.
That's how it was last year.
Yeah.
I think last year we only had like two weeks.
It's probably like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's like 3 and 3.
Damn.
I mean.
So we're in like scrims.
You shouldn't stream those scrims.
Oh, yeah. No.
To make people really.
The
champs one, no, I'm not doing that.
Like, how long will you cut them off before champs? Like, I'm assuming you'll probably do like maybe a week, and then like the 2 weeks leading into champs, just radio silence? Or are you not going to stream them at all?
So we get back So you're saying we have 3 weeks? So yeah, I mean, I'll probably stream like...
It's like, yeah, I don't know the exact...
Yeah, I mean, that sounds easy. A week and then not stream the other two.
And then
two.
EWC, you'll probably stream...
Oh yeah, EWC, bro. Last year, I actually remember that, dude. Last year, bro, that shit was so weird because like... We won champs and then like, yeah, EWC happened. Can anyone even make changes going to the EWC or no?
I'm sure, right? Because that's not even like...
Yeah, it's out
not
of
even
season.
Like a C... It's like
oh,
a CDL have?
It's
event,
the CDL
but it's,
season.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess everyone just stuck until like after EWC, but that was a weird period because I swear like no one was fucking trying then, but...
When's the roster change... When's the roster lock before champs? Like, when is the final roster lock?
I don't... I mean...
Because we've seen... This roster mania has been, like, nuts. This is probably...
Yeah, how has no one announced other shit? I'm leaking it. Yo, when is this being announced?
Thursday.
This is... Or this is being...
In 3 days. Thursday.
I mean, we know all the teams.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, everybody knows all the teams, because at this point, it's like, everything's already leaked. What the fuck else would they do if the leaks aren't right? Like,
wait, so is Kent actually on Rocker? That's the one that I actually don't know.
He has to be.
Yes,
where else is? Where else would he go?
Yeah, nah, he
there was rumors that he was going to Ravens, and then those fell through.
They'll be decent, though.
And now it's like, now he's going to Rocker, and you guys play Rocker on Friday.
Yeah, that's actually a good team for him. No bullshit.
I think that team could be...
Yeah.
Nah, he might actually, help them a lot.
Nah, he could actually, like, do some damage with that team.
Because their core three is nice.
I'm telling you, they are.
If Nero picks it back up, they're nice. That's going to be a fun one to watch. But yeah, this split is going to be... I think this is going to be the best split competitively that we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, everyone's going hard. This is it. This is literally, like...
Gonna be lit
because I
sure.
feel like everyone
make it or break it.
I feel like every team was like still kind of competitive, like even the middle pack teams could upset, but now I feel like everybody's making like actual good roster changes.
No, yeah, they are.
Like it's not like
it's gonna be lit and everyone's
no
going hard with
bro.
Their new
there's
teams.
No freebies.
Everyone wants to win,
especially Falcons
yeah,
rumor
Falcons
team
changed.
Now they're rumor oh, picking yeah. up Pred. They're picking up who else? Pred, Arcides, Fellow, and then Exnit or something
no,
like that.
No, no.
Falcons.
Priesta.
Damn.
Oh, Priesta, sorry.
So Falcons are doing a...
Arcides is going to...
No, he's on...
Wait, Exnit's staying on?
He's on Falcons.
Arcides? Yeah. Oh, so it's not Fellow.
No, it's not Fellow.
Okay.
Who are they keeping? Exnit, surely.
Yeah, Exnit.
And that's it?
Yeah, and I'm excited to see how Exnit plays with, like, a North American...
that, what?
Ant's sitting here like...
he said, that's it?
And sitting here like, I don't know if I can speak right now.
Oh,
you
no,
want
no,
to
no,
leak?
No, yeah, no, no, yeah. It's Exnit, Arcides, Priesta, and who's the other guy?
Pret.
And Pret.
We're fucking
and
tweaking,
AG.
Bro. We're fucking
I'm
tweaking.
Fucking Mars,
there's so much roster shit.
And then, yeah, Ken's going to Rocker. Yeah, and then, yeah, we play him his first day, Matt. Bro, that's so funny.
That's
dude.
Fucking crazy how that works, isn't it?
What are the odds of that, dude?
The
that's
odds
so
are insane.
Funny. Hey, that's a banger match. Toronto and FaZe. I actually have this is so random, but I have to run on that.
Nah, this weekend's matches are, like, lit.
Nah, they look lit.
They are lit.
They actually look really entertaining, because, like, not only that, like, you have the fucking Race of Champs, and, like, these matches actually, like, even though they're, that. What, they're 10 points?
10 points each.
Even though they're 10, like, bro, getting into winners, is, like, actually matters so fucking much.
Dude, there's only,
tournament.
You guys only have 10 more league matches, and then the rest are majors. You have
wait,
10...
do we have one more minor?
No. It's
oh,
just,
we don't?
Just league, 10 league matches, and
oh,
then
shit,
two majors, and that's it. So, like, these matches start to really matter. Those 10 points are huge. Those
damn,
will be
wow.
fun, man.
It
you guys you guys
short.
Look great, which is great to see. And we haven't even seen you guys play Search either, which is, like, I feel like your
bro,
Search
our
is going to be nuts.
Be, dude, Caesar said it the other day, even though it's fucking hilarious. He said we're going to be dirty Neslo player. Like, do you know what Neslo is or no?
Dude, I've been around since Call of
he's
Duty
on the
too.
Watch party, man.
Yeah, he said we're going to be dirty Neslo fucking... Like, team, and bro, we didn't even play a Search as a team together. It's funny
how'd
that
the Searches
said that.
Go against FaZe?
3-2 in favor of us. And
don't say maps.
It was just slow. It was good. Like, it was just natural.
I mean, I feel like Search is kind of easy. It's like,
and
just,
we have Bueno, bro. The guy literally,
yo,
I'm not.
Right now is the perfect time. Bose, what's up with S&D?
I mean,
no, trust.
I
haven't
seen
a new team. I haven't seen a new team.
We
got
Caesar. The pre-nades.
But Caesar's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, trust. We got, is he all, like, all we needed, actually, the Kyler, too. The Kyler, I mean, bro, we have Caesar and Bueno, bro. Or we have Bueno and fucking Garland.
Yeah, I was
good.
Watching you last night play the S&D8s, those dealership nades
oh,
on like,
yeah,
their
like
side
him,
inner
yeah.
A.
Yeah.
You guys threw them shits, and Atij was
two
like,
piece.
I'm writing that
he's
down.
Like, I'm
he,
writing
he's
this.
Not even going to write. He ain't even going
to
write.
Oh, yeah, I already know. Trust me, Atij, he's not throwing nades.
Yeah, they got like a two-piece pre-nade on dealership off spawn. Because you can nade, like, everything on
yeah,
that
yeah,
shit
yeah.
map.
We should have activated you during the dry run.
Yeah, sure, I honestly, any info or any fucking tips.
What do you think about?
We should have got fucking fatty fucking shreds at that point.
What do you think about dealership church?
I actually like it. People keep complaining about it, though.
I mean, it's just so fast.
Yeah, it's literally
like,
just like
rounds are over
out.
In like 20
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah, it's a bang out. I actually like it.
My preferred method of play.
Yeah, we'll keep waiting, I guess, to see
bang
out good or not. I think Rewind dog shit, but we'll see.
But yeah, this weekend's matches, bro.
Rewind?
Like,
yeah, I don't really like it. I'm not gonna lie. Or it's because I have no.
I'm
like,
not gonna be here
I don't really
Friday.
Know anything on it.
Really?
Yeah, I got a wedding to go to.
You're not gonna be here for Kenny versus the boys.
I'm gonna be on a plane.
Who's getting married?
Castro.
Castro, that's my last
shit.
Name.
Yeah, Castro.
Castro.
Yeah, Castro.
Oh, hell yeah.
Where's he getting married? Oh, at can you
somewhere in Mexico?
Oh, okay. Cancun. Really?
That's dope.
Yeah, is it true you can't drink tap water in Mexico?
I mean,
can't drink
lived
the
there.
Ice.
I didn't risk
really?
It.
Dude, when we went there for my bachelor party, we walked into like this huge Airbnb like mansion, and it smelled like just poop.
Poop,
dude. You remember that?
Where upstairs?
Dude,
what?
The whole house.
Whole house didn't smell like poop, did it? Just the upstairs?
It had a.
It's
because
you
had a
baked.
Twang.
Oh, yeah.
To
it.
It smelled like sewage, right?
Yeah, it had a twang to it for sure.
It had a twang.
And I was in the master, and that's where like it was coming from, dude.
There's always something going on though, and when you're like,
no, okay, well, okay.
Bro, you should see the Airbnb for Miami.
The smell of the house, bro.
Can I see it?
We got
bro,
it locked in.
Listen,
wait, you haven't seen it yet?
No. Listen, it's pull in the chat. Shut up.
No, I haven't seen it.
Yo, listen. The water has nothing to do with that Airbnb. Okay.
Oh yeah.
He, that was just an anecdote.
Yeah. No, I'm not
the,
saying
the
it was.
Water. The water does fuck you up. I mean, it's like you're not growing up with those. What are they called?
The biome in
the
your
biome
gut.
In your gut bacteria is not used to that bacteria that you drink over there. It happens all the time. My man Tabe from Sweden to the face used to come to L.A. and only drink bottled water because he's like, I'm not drinking this dirty ass American water. It's so turning the frogs. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, like if you have a cocktail
you like that one,
with
man?
Ice
holy
in it, you
shit.
Gotta be careful.
Really?
Yeah, like.
Yeah, don't drink tap water here.
No,
even here.
I do.
Nowhere.
Not Texas.
I don't
Jersey,
we
though.
A,
yeah.
We have a coconut water filter.
In Jersey?
Coconut water
damn.
Filter?
Coconut.
It's like an actual coconut.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a coconut.
It's under the sink. It's just
because,
a coconut.
Because of the fibers in the fibers that connect the part that you
how
eat.
How does it not run out?
Huh?
You got to change it.
It's got a hole in it.
That's dope.
I'm kidding. All right. Tell us about these matches on Friday. So.
I just think this weekend's matches are fire. Again, I think this is going to be the most competitive split. And we just have bangers. We have LAT Vancouver on Sunday. I mean, we have FaZe Toronto. We obviously get to watch the boys play two matches this weekend. They play Minnesota with Kenny. And then who else do they play? Cloud9. That's going to be a good one. I mean, it's just fire matches.
Yeah,
and they mean so
bangers.
Much.
And we
all
only
bangers,
have five so matches, I think.
Yeah.
They mean right? so much to everybody. It's like, this is crunch time. So
it is crunch time.
It's going to be fun to watch, man. Verdansk comes out Thursday. I don't even think I'm going to play it anymore.
Deadass? What?
Well, not on Thursday because I'm going to watch scrims. Because honestly.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, honestly.
Oh, yeah, Friday.
Thursday
morning.
Is when Verdansk comes out, but I guarantee you it's supposed to drop at noon central, I think. I guarantee you the servers are going to be fucked. Like, it might not even like be out until 3.
Is this hyped up as like as much as it should be or
I
no?
I don't know, man.
I feel like Rivals
is like finally like on a downtrend. Like all the streamers like want to play cut. Like Tim's gonna. Tim said he wasn't gonna play. Tim's coming to play it. Nade said that he wasn't gonna play it. He's coming back to play it. So I feel like people are finally starting to like get a little sick of Rivals.
But
so, did I see somewhere that Nick Merck's skin was back in the?
I think Nick said that he's gonna come play it. He said
yeah,
he wasn't gonna
that,
play it.
By the way.
Like, everybody's coming back to play.
It is back
there? That's what someone said.
Nick Merck's shit is back?
Yeah.
Oh, that means Scum could get a...
That means Seth Neese is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
That's true.
Yeah, right. But, yo, this trailer, it goes hard. We don't have to watch the whole thing because it's 3 minutes, but the song they pick, Bohemian Rhapsody...
Caught in a landslide.
I mean, that's just dope. Like, imagine when you first drop into Super.
Everyone's landing Super.
Are you going to play with us?
I'm actually down, dude.
Yo, Thursday after scrims, you want
to
play?
I'm actually down.
Really?
I'm actually down. I swear to God.
I'll watch scrims and
this
we can play.
This is the only map that
I'm just
yo,
a poor boy.
The stadium, is there, are
oh
they going to have us?
Oh, my God.
Bro, if they have us, I'll fucking bust.
Nah, I don't think.
Yeah, they're
you
not.
You definitely wouldn't know.
Yeah, they're not.
Wait, are you actually down? Because I'll book it.
No, I'm actually down. I swear, I'm actually down 100%.
Bueno, you think Bueno will play?
Oh, fuck
you, Bueno,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Bueno, like Zin?
Bueno will play 100%.
All right, bet. I'm booking it. That'll be fire.
Yeah, they got a 3-hour in the stadium, yo.
Do you think Warzone will, like, fuck with you at all? Like,
nah, I don't think so. I hope not.
Oh, I mean, it's all, like, cracked. It's all Black Ops 6 guns and stuff, so.
Yeah, it's all the same movement.
Yo, you know what trailer I like? The I don't know how he came across this, but remember that guy that pulled this crazy ass move where he like got out, he used his jet to hit another jet, jumps out of that jet, lands in another jet or some shit?
Is it Call of Duty?
No, a battalion.
That sounds like Battlefield.
Or Battlefield.
Yeah.
Battlefield?
Oh, yeah. I saw that too.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, and him seeing the reaction to them using it in the trailer was one of the, bro, it was so good. Made me miss being a gamer.
Yeah, this shit's gonna be fire,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm gonna hop on that shit.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be good. No lootable perks, movement changes, but buy station prices. Lots of changes trying to make it as much as the original Warzone as possible. I don't know. What's up with this? Whoa. New RuneScape game. Dragon Wilds.
I've never played RuneScape.
Me either. But I've heard nothing but good things.
I'm a WoW kid.
You play Maple Story?
I'm a Minecraft kid.
Yo, I actually did play Maple Story because TP was like hella into it when he was coaching us, and we played it for not a lot, but I did play it. That's like, super cartoony, like anime art style.
Yep.
Not my thing. Just not my thing.
Not your thing?
You watch anime yet?
No. I've tried. It's too hard to get.
Like, which one?
Yeah.
I think it's called Death Note.
Death Note?
Yeah, I've seen that.
I think so.
That's the only one I've seen.
I can't get into it either.
No, it's because you haven't picked the right one.
I've tried.
Have you watched Akira? The it's a movie. Watch Akira and then watch Ghost in the Shell. And then Ninja Scroll. And Ninja Scroll, like, they get it in. Like,
what do you mean they get it in?
They get it in. Like, you see it.
Really?
The milkers? The anime milkers?
No way. No.
The waifu?
Knockers.
I don't know about all that.
What do you mean? That's, you just said they get into,
yeah,
it.
But I don't know anything beyond that. I was like, what's waifu mean?
Like a waifu. You got a waifu pillow. It's a fucking anime, like, girl. You don't know that shit?
No, you're what?
Like, your anime waifu. I don't know. It's like a thing.
Matt,
people
Google
have,
that?
Like, pillows and shit of, like, anime girls, and they'll snuggle it.
Yeah. But just don't show the public.
Yeah, like,
oh, waifu.
Yeah, like a wife. Like an anime.
Oh. Is that waifu? All right, I get it.
Yeah, Hector, we should get one.
We should get a pillow?
Yeah, in the card room.
Okay.
Oh, yo, wait, why'd you send me that picture yesterday? Was it because of my, like, my setup? Like, you sent the aquarium in the background?
Yeah,
I was like, wait, why'd they just send me that?
Yeah.
Is it because I always have, like, an aquarium?
No, yeah, you always have, like, dogs and, like, cats and shit. So I was like, hey, rate the setup.
Nah, I should survive. Do you fuck with the new room? I feel like that's, like, the best room to play in.
Yeah, it is. It's actually
your back's, like, turned to everybody.
Yeah,
let the record show.
I like the window. I like window, bro.
Okay, but let the record show. We wouldn't have moved you guys in there if the backdrop wasn't necessary. Like, we would have left Halo in there. We're only putting you there.
Oh, no,
because
that was fine. Honestly, I didn't mind the other room, I swear. Because
little ketchup on the fucking floor and shit?
That was Caesar.
Yeah, they sent me this yesterday, and I was like, these guys are trolling, bro.
Hey, this room is godlike, bro, straight up. I fuck with this room.
A lot of good meetings happened in that room.
A lot of good meetings, dude. A lot of good deals happened in that room.
A lot of great deals happened in that
Talk
room.
To me about,
Caesar's looking skinny, bro. What the fuck happened?
Talk to me about teaming with Bueno. How's it been so far? Because
yo, Bueno's a good teammate, bro. He just vibing. Shows up early, you know, grinding, and just does his part, bro.
He's been grinding,
bro,
which is what I like to see. He's been
grinding.
Even after scrims, he's like hopping on,
like
playing eights
bots.
And shit.
Yeah.
You guys are really all like in eights. I've seen Brandon play in eights.
Nah, yeah, he's like the first, I don't want to say first. I guess he's like the first teammate that like actually likes going over like the extra shit. Like when it comes down to like the private match and like actually
Nades
figuring out like timings and shit like that.
Yeah.
Because not saying that like other teammates don't do it. It's just more like he's more down to do it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like we would do it, but like
he's
pushing you to do
it. Yeah, exactly.
You'd always push me to do it. You're like, yo, let's go over this timing
exactly.
let's throw nades and shit. But he's like,
he's pushing me and like I'm pushing him. So like we're naturally just like always going over nerd shit, which is obviously like a good habit to have.
And you're playing the ones against him. I saw you guys play the 1v1 on dealership.
Yeah. Now we have 1v1s going. Oh, yeah, Caesar's a good teammate, man. And Kyler. They're both fucking amazing teammates.
Yeah, it's good to see, like, after the split that you guys had, that you're, like, in a... It feels like you guys are in a, like, just good spot as a team right now, Like, everybody's grinding. Yeah,
the last stage was a fucking move in.
It seems like scrims are going well. It's like, good I feel vibes. Like we're in a good spot right now.
Bro, literally, like, we got we lost against LA Thieves, and I think our map count at that point was like 0 and 18. Maybe 0 and 21. I actually forgot.
Nah, you guys were like 0 and 9 at that point, or 0 and 12.
Oh, really? Wasn't that bad?
Well, I think, wasn't LAT, that was your third match.
It was the third match?
That was
No. I think it was our fifth.
Oh, was it fifth?
Because I think we played, it might have been our sixth. I'm not even trolling.
Oh.
Yeah, we were like, I think we were 0-15, or no, we were 0-18 after that, I think. Because I'm pretty sure. Anyways, usually main AG, like, basically, you know, play pickleball to, like, no matter what, if we win or lose. And, like, yeah like, afterwards, like, AG was
that
like.
That was the nail?
AG was like, yo, what do you want to do? I was like, I yeah. mean, fuck it, let's play pickle. Because, like, it's either that, or you just, like, do absolutely nothing and just fucking just sit there and just, like.
Just dread life.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck it, let's
dread
play
getting on any social media, just down horrendous. Yeah. See, it's surprising, though, that you say that was, like, the match, because that should be the match that, like, you guys do lose. And then you play, not like, the lesser teams.
Nah, I don't know. I don't really know how to explain it, but I swear after that match, dude, like, something happened, dude.
That was it?
Yeah. I mean, my mindset was obviously to, like, keep going hard.
Yeah.
Or I'm not saying that, like, that was another people's mindset, but something just clicked after that. But anyways, there's just, like, a funny thing to the story. So we're playing pickleball and shit, and, like, I'm beating him, dude. And then, like, AG's just so, like, defeated, bro. He's like, oh, I have no flow in this fucking shit. In this game.
I got no flow anywhere.
He's like, I got no flow everywhere.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Dude, it was just
bro.
Fucking hilarious, dude. I was thinking the same thing, bro. I was like, we don't got flow anywhere, dude. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to miss that team, bro. We actually had, like, it was a good team, man. Fuck me. But
you always
what it is, man.
Even if your team's like bad, you're always gonna miss your ex teammates, unless they're just assholes.
Yeah. Unless
your boys.
Yeah, not for sure. But
I mean, friendship leagues don't have teammates that don't get along with each other, though.
Let's talk about the Optic Major, the Optic Halo Major coming up end of this month. Actually, I wanted to like do a watch party for Halo, but you guys play FaZe on Sunday. You play FaZe that Sunday.
No, that Sunday.
So what we'll probably do, we'll probably watch the first two matches, and then hopefully Halo's still going and we're still in. I don't know who plays last, but go watch Halo.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, low key. Yeah.
Wait. So, that's
April 18th and April 20th is the first HES major of the year. You can buy tickets now. The link will be in the description down below.
At ESA.
At ESA Stadium. Yes, we're going back to ESA Stadium. Really good stadium for us. What about that bottom, the bottom one? K-Sun trying to host MLG Anaheim next year.
You think if he does that, like, you think, like, how possible is that? Is it unrealistic or?
No, it's realistic as fuck to do that. Yeah. I mean, timing of scheduling is, like, the number one thing. But, well, first of all, how old is K-Sun? Do we know?
He's 29.
He's 29? So, how long ago was MLG Anaheim? 2016?
I don't even know when the last one was.
So how old was
probably
he in 2016?
04?
1914?
No, I'm saying Black Ops 4.
He was 20, right?
20 back then?
Yeah, when it was 2016?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, if he throws this event, oh my God. It would just be...
I'm not gonna lie.
I don't really know. I don't know if it works anymore.
I've never been to Anaheim.
No, dude, imagine this bar today.
It would work.
Imagine this bar today, my man Boozer right in the middle.
If you build it, they will come.
Oh no! I just don't think that people.
You think the pros like won't come down? Because
no, not at all. Not only that, but like it was almost like an industry party back in the day.
Yeah.
Right. So you're not gonna have the same vibes, right? You're not gonna have fucking Puckett and Fwiz and Shibby all wearing white T-shirts after they were fucking done casting and shit.
I disagree. I think that place will be fucking packed.
Wait, click on the first picture.
It will 1,000 exactly. It will 1,000%.
You're saying it'll be overpacked.
There's
something about that picture that just like reminds you of like.
Oh
numbers.
My God, the times that we've had in that bar.
Deadass?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What did you guys talk about?
Just everyone bullshit. Was there. Just think like a Sunday at an MLG event. Everybody's there. There's different games there. Everyone from COD, every pro's there drinking, talking shit. Roster moves are happening.
Literally, roster moves are happening right there.
Business is getting done.
In that cornerback,
people are drunk.
Bro, I can point to this area right here. This area right here. It was me. It was me, Duncan, Mike Sepso, and one Tim the Tap Man when he had long hair. Came by, and then I told Duncan, I'm like, yo, you got to sponsor this guy. This guy is going to be, you know, it's going to be a big streamer shit. Yeah. The man with the golden voice, as he was known back in the day. This is what it looks like now. Yeah, there's no, obviously, we were there when there was no fountain.
Yeah, anymore. I don't know. It's not the same vibe, though.
No, it's not. But I'm telling you right now, I like the nostalgic vibe. So, in fact, I think Peterman had a really, really good thought. It was kind of a sad thing to read, in a sense, but I don't know. I don't know where he put it, but he made it. He put things into perspective as to think about 4,000 people, or how many people are gonna go? Let's say 400 people go. How many people go to Halo events nowadays?
It's a good question. I actually don't even know.
Think about
I feel like it depends where it is. Like, if it's like our major, there'll be a good amount. But
think about that,
like,
many people in that stadium seating. It's like literally just rows of that, right? Yeah. So I don't know. I'm gonna go if he throws it. I'm going.
I mean, it's gonna be a COD event. Like, COD teams are gonna be there.
I'm going. Wait, what do you mean it's gonna be a COD event? No, it's Halo.
No, he wants to do.
No, it's
COD,
gonna be COD.
Halo.
He wants to do COD and Halo.
Yeah, he wants to do like an MLG event. Multiple.
It's gonna be Boston.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely doable. Too. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how far along the business.
This would happen like next year, probably.
Yeah. But still, like, the business unit between Halo and Call of Duty, like, yeah, we're doing it here at DreamHack, but we're also seeing all other games on there. But to have both of those two, like we did back in the day, like MLG did, like, I don't know.
That shit was so
far. What did,
it should be so far.
What's that guy's name? The MLG guy back in the day?
Adam Apicella?
Yeah, he said he like commented on this. I like read it. I'm not gonna lie. I don't
scroll
know what
down,
the fuck he was talking about though.
Just go to Adam Apicella.
Adam AP.
So Adam AP is old Halo dude named Clap.
Right there. Lots of chatter about.
It's like employee number one at MLG. Lots of chatter talking about MLG Anaheim. MLG Anaheim was dope in 2006. So notice, dope in 2006. It also started our best attended event, blah, 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 the Anaheim Convention Center, blah, blah. I think in general, venue location aside, esports needs more robust roadmaps leading into major events, online leagues, weekly tournaments. Whatever he says, I agree. This dude is like the utmost expert when it comes to throwing events.
Yeah,
like, he is literally the go-to guy.
He's like the go-to events?
He knows his shit.
Yeah. Period.
But yeah, I hope. Hopefully, they can make it work. I mean, that would be awesome.
Shut up.
Yeah.
But yeah, our major, 18th through the 20th, first Halo major. It's going to be fire.
Buy tickets now. See you guys there.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. I hope that you guys enjoyed it. Please leave a like, share with a friend. Don't be selfish.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Retweet favorite.
With another one. Peace. Peace. Peace.